Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Blessings of Unity. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has made unity a mercy, and the harmony of hearts therein a blessing. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, with no partner, and I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is his servant and messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate in righteousness and piety. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. A great anniversary in the history of our nation is shining upon us, and a cherished memory in the hearts of the children of this nation. For they recall the purest pages of the history of this nation, and they reminisce about its most glorious achievements. And this anniversary is the 52nd anniversary of the establishment of unity, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought together the different emirates, organizing and strengthening their bond in nationhood. And in this manner, they became like a solid structure, each part supporting the other. And such unity is indeed a blessing from Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the seeking of such unity an imperative, whereby he said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and be not divided. In this noble verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to uphold the righteousness of their affairs, and to be people who are committed to unity and harmony. And this is because it is through unity and solidarity that a nation and a people acquire strength, have the ability to grow, to increase their own benefits thereby, and manifest a form of collective generosity. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves unity, and he loves this form of cooperation. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, "Inna Allaha yarda lakum thalatha." He said, "Indeed, Allah is pleased with three things, and from those things, wa dhakara minha wa an ta'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a, that, and from these things is that you all hold fast to the rope of Allah together." So, brothers and sisters, as we seek to celebrate the blessings of unity, we should remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the moment that he arrived in the illuminated city of Medina, he sought himself to forge and to foster a type of unity in the hearts of the people of that city. And that's why one of the first things he did was to establish ties of brotherhood between the Muhajirun and the Ansar. And he built thereby a cohesive society. And so we can see from his sunnah the essential need for a society to be united, and the essential need for there to be harmony amongst its individuals, because no community, indeed no nation, can be strong except by the strength of the unity of its components, the unity of its citizens. And this is why this was the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we too thereby have to follow this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to ensure that our children and our fellow brothers and sisters are connected in seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and united in their efforts to seek success. So, servants of Allah, the unity of this nation this nation of the United Arab Emirates, can be seen as a result of the sound intentions and the aspirations of the founding leaders. And this is why this intention has resulted in a continuation of hearts united therein. And so when we reflect together, we have to recognize that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and He is the one who has brought together their hearts. For if you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together, but Allah brought them together. And indeed, He is the exalted in might and the wise. So brothers and sisters, when we reflect in this manner, we will find that unity is a tremendous source of goodness. Unity is a tremendous means of blessing. And just as we hope for this unity to continue, then this entails that we, for it is in gratitude that we enable the continuity of a blessing, and we thereby preserve the achievements of our nation. And so what this entails is that part of gratitude is to use the blessings for what they have been given. And this entails positive actions, actions that further increase and stabilize those blessings. And this is why we should act in accordance with the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. As He says in the Quran, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And say, do as you will, for Allah will see your deeds, and so will His Messenger and the believers. So brothers and sisters, when we reflect, we will find that the path of those who founded this nation was to dedicate themselves through sacrifice, to entail that this nation has unity, and that this nation continues its way of progress. And this is something that is tasked from those of its citizens and those who live in this nation, to serve this nation, to serve the believers, and to be means by which this nation of the Muslims collectively is raised and can attain unto the rida and the contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.